A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle, for the harvest has come. To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up, and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Everything starts out small, whether it's a human being who develops from microscopic cells, an idea that takes form in our minds and gradually reaches articulation, or a gigantic star born of swirling gases in the vast universe. All things created develop and grow. Even what seems to erupt full-blown has a hidden gradual beginning, a bubbling up. We see this in today's marvelously profound parable of the mustard seed. A small seed the size of a pinhead can grow to a massive shrub 10 or even 12 feet tall. This imagery can be applied to many things. In today's gospel, Jesus himself applies it to the growth of the kingdom of God. Look at the church. First there was Mary, then Joseph, later some disciples, the 12 apostles, 120 disciples after the ascension, and 30,000 just on the day of Pentecost. Until today, there are over 1 billion Catholics in the world, with probably another billion Christians of various persuasions. But today, let's consider the growth of virtue and vice. Virtues are good habits that enhance our humanity and bring us closer to God. Vices, on the other hand, are bad habits that destroy our humanity and turn us away from our true destiny, union with God. Unfortunately, because of our fallen nature, the slippery slope to sin and imperfection is so much easier to acquire than the ascent toward virtue and godliness. But both virtue and vice begin with small steps. No one falls into mortal sin. There have usually been little infidelities along the way, leading to the big one. In our first reading from 2 Samuel for today, we read of David's adultery with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of her husband Uriah. David had had previous experiences that made him disposed for these sins. He had taken other beautiful women for his pleasure and had no qualms about killing others. For example, he had the innocent runners killed who brought him the news of Saul and Jonathan's death. Vices begin as little seeds of discontent, complaints, giving in to little temptations, watching unsavory programs, failing to apologize for a put-down, taking that extra drink or drug to calm one's nerves. We can go on and on. Every one of us knows too well the behavior of a sinner. But we have been called to become saints. Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom of God and wants it to take root in our hearts and minds. And that means cultivating virtues. And there are many of them. Thomas Aquinas, in his Summa Theologiae, mentions at least 50. But they can all be reduced to 7. The 3 theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the 4 moral virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. To grow these virtues in the soil of our lives demands work, struggle, and patience. But the rewards are, as they say, out of this world, heavenly. So let us recommit ourselves today, as we begin a new month, to plant and nourish the seeds of virtue, asking God to make them grow and bear fruit. All we have to do is to respond virtuously each moment to the events of our lives the best we can. On this first Friday of February, plant the seeds that were so prevalent in the loving and merciful heart of Jesus. The seeds of love, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. The harvest will be infinite.